The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. If you listen to this program at all, you know that I am 100% in support of Christian education, and all of us here at WRFD do everything we possibly can to support the fine Christian schools in Central Ohio. And one of the ways we have done that now for several years is our half-price tuition program. We have had the privilege of partnering with the very best Christian schools in Central Ohio, and we've been able to offer half-price tuition, and our listeners have saved, multiplied thousands and thousands of dollars through the years, and this year is no different. That's why it is such a privilege to welcome to the program Rachel Hodge, who is the academic coordinator at High Street Christian Academy. Rachel, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
It is my pleasure. How long have you been with High Street Christian Academy?
I have been there for 10 years now.
Wow. And how long has High Street Christian Academy been in existence?
High Street has been around since 1976.
Well, you're certainly not the new kids on the block. You have a lot of experience, obviously. And I've got to ask you, why have you chosen to partner with us to provide half-price tuition? I know what our motivation is. Our motivation is to get more and more and more of our listeners to have their kids to have the privilege in Christian school. What is your motivation to partner with us and to provide half-price tuition?
I think it would be the same thing. We really strive to make Christian education affordable for families, and we also just want to get the word out there that, you know, we exist and that we are an option for parents to send their children.
Now, right now, High Street Christian Academy has at least one tuition available for any grade, first through 12th grade, and you can have a full year for $1,600. And Rachel, I've got to ask you, how could High Street Christian Academy be so, I was going to say cheap, but I'll use inexpensive. How can High Street Christian Academy provide a year of tuition so inexpensively? How is that possible?
Well, we are run by High Street Baptist Church. It's the church that started the school. And so the church helps supplement a lot of the expense in order to make it affordable for families to come. And we also have different donors and fundraisers and things we do, because our goal is to make it as affordable as possible.
Well, and you've certainly done that. And right now you can save $1,600 by going to thewordcolumbus.com, click on half price tuition, and look up High Street Christian Academy. We're talking with Rachel Hodge, who is the academic coordinator at High Street. As the academic coordinator, Rachel, what would the parents in our audience, what should they expect academically from High Street Christian Academy?
Well, we really strive to just build a solid foundation, especially in elementary, and then continuing to build on that in junior high and high school. And our high school students also have the opportunity to take dual enrollment classes, which means they can apply to any Ohio university or college, and they take classes through that college where they earn their high school credits that they need to graduate, but they also can get a head start on their college courses as well. And everything we teach is from a biblical worldview.
I think that a lot of people have the mistaken notion that Christian schools are substandard academically. But kids in Christian schools almost always test way above the public schools. Isn't that correct in academic areas?
Yes, I believe so. I think because we're smaller, we might not have as many resources and as many, you know, extracurriculars, but they are definitely not shorted on the academic standpoint and spiritual and social and those type of things.
If some of our listeners are interested in finding out more about High Street Christian Academy, would you suggest that they call you, maybe even set up a meeting where they could tour the school and find out more about High Street Christian Academy?
Yes, absolutely. They can call us or they can check out the church website. HighStreetBaptistChurch.com also has some information about the school as well.
All right, HighStreetBaptistChurch.com. And what would be the best phone number, Rachel, for our listeners to call?
It's 614-888-5145.
And what's the size of your student body? What size school is High Street Christian Academy?
We are a very small school. We have around 100 from K-5 through the 12th grade. So we have small class sizes, which gives us, you know, a low student-teacher ratio, and we're able to give our students a lot more, you know, attention.
Sure.
Because we're a lot smaller. But we do have limited space. So if people are interested, you know, the sooner they reach out to us, the better, if they want to learn more or just guarantee a spot.
Yeah, I'm so glad you said that, because public schools have been under such a microscope this last year with the whole COVID thing. And I have predicted for a long time that there is going to be an enormous move of parents taking their kids out of public schools and putting them into Christian schools this coming fall. I think Christian parents for a long time have been concerned about public education, and I think that has only been amplified over the last year. So,
Yeah, absolutely.
So I would encourage our listeners, if you are interested in High Street Christian Academy, which is probably one of, if not the least expensive school in all of Central Ohio, I would encourage you to check out HighStreetChristianChurch.com and then click on the section for the school, or call 614-888-5145, 614-888-5145, and request an appointment. Go by, get acquainted, take a tour. But time is of the essence. Wouldn't you agree, Rachel?
Yes, I would. And one other thing I'd like to mention is that we are all in-person school, and we've been doing that for the whole year. I know that's been another concern with public schools, and we've had families come because of COVID and reasons like that.
Good for you. Good for you. Rachel Hodge, academic coordinator at High Street Christian School. And right now, they have tuitions available 1st through 12th grade. Very limited number, however, but you can save over $1,600. So please check them out, but do it very, very quickly. As Rachel said, space is very limited, so don't wait. Rachel, again, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for your support.
Oh, our pleasure. Rachel Hodge, Academic Coordinator at High Street Christian Academy. Check them out immediately. And go to thewordcolumbus.com and click on half price tuition. Don't let this slip through your fingers. All right, quick break. We'll be back.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Oh, here's some interesting breaking news locally. I had not heard a word about this until just a few minutes ago. Many of you are familiar with the Christian and Missionary Alliance denomination, CMA. A lot of CMA churches around Central Ohio, a lot of them. Well, for many years, they have had their headquarters in Colorado Springs, Colorado, but they are moving their national headquarters to Reynoldsburg. Yeah, I had not heard a word about this. They're taking over the old Kmart property at the corner of Bryce Road and East Main Street in Reynoldsburg. Yeah, Bryce and Main in Reynoldsburg, the old Kmart property. They are buying that, several other adjacent buildings. Quote, this is from a local news source. They will be moving their offices to the site. They also plan to serve as master developer for a larger project, which will include several additional office buildings, conference and event spaces, a boutique hotel, and nearly 200 residential units. Christian Missionary Alliance moving their national headquarters from Colorado Springs to Reynoldsburg, Ohio. I would say that's probably unprecedented. As most of you know, Colorado Springs has become kind of mecca for evangelical Christian organizations. There are dozens of headquarters in Colorado Springs. Focus on the Family moved from Los Angeles to Colorado Springs many years ago, and as a result, a large number of Christian ministries moved to Colorado Springs. Well, Christian Missionary Alliance, they're moving out and they're coming to Ohio, and they're coming to Reynoldsburg. Interesting. The architecture will need to be approved by the city's planning commission. The new plan calls for buildings between 2 and 4 stories tall, supported with surface parking lots, 2-story parking garage, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Interesting. The Alliance's president, John Stumbo, who previously served as pastor of a large Salem, Oregon church, reached out to Reynoldsburg as part of an exhaustive search for a new headquarters location that included visits to 120 different sites. Quote, they were out of space in Colorado Springs and narrowed down their search to the Midwest. They didn't just want a building in a sea of parking. They were looking for a new development wrapped around it to create spaces for all people, not just the church. Interesting. Wow. And there are some drawings which were on radio, so obviously you can't see them. Big news for Central Ohio. Fascinating. That's good news. This is bad news. The border crisis continues to grow. The vice president of the United States, way over a month ago, was given the job of dealing with it, handling it. She has not yet visited the southern border. She's been all over the United States. She has been to fundraisers. She's been to California. She's been hobbing around with Gavin Newsom. She has not visited the border and at this point has no plans to visit. Now, I just seriously want you to think. If this was the Trump administration and we had the unprecedented, historic crisis on the border that we are now facing that gets worse every day. It is not getting better yet. It is continuing to get worse, far worse than any time during the Trump administration, particularly with children. Imagine the Trump administration, President Trump holding a press conference and saying, I am appointing Vice President Mike Pence to handle this border situation, and I assure you, he's going to handle it. And then weeks pass, not days, weeks pass by. And he does basically nothing except making a few phone calls, doesn't visit the southern border. Can you imagine what the press would do to Donald Trump and Mike Pence? Can you imagine? And by the way, rightfully so. This is really tragic. Here's a headline from today. Border crisis, 233% increase in fentanyl seizures at the southern border. New data released by the U.S. Customs and Border Protection revealed that the total weight of fentanyl seized at the southwestern border in the first quarter has seen a 233% increase from this same time last year. Donald Trump wasn't right on everything, but Donald Trump said repeatedly, if we loosen the restrictions at the border, stop building the wall, we will see an epidemic of drugs coming across the southern border. It has happened. 233% increase from this time last year. How many people are going to die because of the drugs coming across our southern border? It is indeed sad. And if you notice, the president is saying almost nothing about the border. And the media is also saying almost nothing. Strange, is it not? Yeah, it really is. And it's tragic. It really is. This is far, far, far above politics, folks. Far above politics. Well, all year last year, Planned Parenthood said, we're going to go out of business. We need more money because of COVID. Well, they have just released their report from last year. Yeah, wait till you hear.